Track 4.7.
You will hear an interview in which two comedians called Paula Owens and Dave Sharp are talking about their work. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Paula, I'd like to start with you. How does someone suddenly decide that they want to make a career out of making others laugh?
By accident, in my case, I think. I mean, I never set out thinking I wanted to be a comedian. It just kind of happened. My family had always said I made them laugh, and I was a bit of a clown at school, which probably explains why I left with hardly any qualifications. Anyway, one day a friend of mine persuaded me to enter into a local talent show. She already had some material but was too shy to get on stage, so I agreed to do it. She was someone who'd always made me laugh, so the idea of being able to work with her was really attractive. So we sat down together and worked on the material, and I added some jokes of my own. The next thing I knew, I was standing in front of 50 people staring at me with blank faces. It was terrifying, but it was either sink or swim, so I started flapping my arms about frantically to see which it would be.
So, which was it? Did you sink or swim?
Difficult to say. It's tough when you're new on the scene because people have no idea who you are and audiences can be quite mean and shout things out to make your life more difficult. You'd like to think that they're there wanting to be on your side and laugh, but unfortunately it doesn't seem to be that way. But if you can survive, eventually they seem to start liking you. It becomes a lot easier when they know what to expect.
And how did you feel after that first show?
I felt a mixture of emotions. I felt awful because it hadn't been a great success, but at the same time, those few laughs I did get made me feel great. I must admit that when I left the stage, I thought it would be my one and only performance. But to my great surprise, the theatre manager came up to me and told me I had real potential and asked me to come back and perform at one of his regular comedy evenings. I genuinely think that if it hadn't been for him, I would have left it at that. He was great and gave me tips on how to change my delivery and deal with audiences. He really filled me with confidence.
Dave, can I bring you in here? How were your early experiences of comedy?
Well, like Paula, it wasn't really something I'd ever really thought about doing. But I had always enjoyed acting, and while I was at university, I got involved in a drama group and did a few plays. One time we did a comedy, and I realised that I loved making the audience laugh, so I started to wonder if I could make them laugh just me and some jokes. I have to be honest here and say I've always been very confident, so I wasn't particularly nervous about giving it a go. Plus, all the experience of acting meant I was no stranger to being on stage. So I put myself forward to do a show at the Student Union Club, thinking it would be easy. I couldn't have been further from the truth. It was a complete disaster. But thankfully, I have a terrible memory, because 2 weeks later, there I was again. And this time, it was a bit better.
So what does it take to be a comedian? I mean, more than just being funny.
You need to be extraordinarily thick-skinned. You need the skin of an elephant, because people are going to say bad things about you. They are going to shout out when you're on stage. But if you can learn to deal with that, you should be okay. It also helps to have a good friend you can try your jokes out on, someone who's not scared to tell you when you're not funny. And finally, you need incredible amounts of energy. It's exhausting doing a live show.
I'm not sure I'd entirely agree with that. Yes, it is exhausting, but I tend to find that the reaction I get from the audience boosts my energy, and after a show, I'm ready to go out partying. However, you are right about not being too sensitive. Some of the things I've had shouted at me have been terrible, but I just ignore it.
And finally, what are you both looking forward to in the future?
I'd love it if I could really make a career out of this and still be making people laugh when I'm 70. Hopefully my fans will age with me and still find me funny.
I'd really like to get back into the acting side of things. If I can do both and become a comedy actor, then I'll be really happy. I'd still like to do stand-up too, though. So, yes, a long and successful career, please. That will do fine.
Well, I wish you both the very best. And thank you once again for being here with us today.